Right now, though, we are going to the phones where we are joined by Jake McIntyre, his producer and co-writer, along with Tim Tebow and his brother Robbie Tebow of the new film Run the Race, coming out on Blu-ray and DVD. Jake, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you with us, and exciting to hear you coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. Well, first of all, tell us, how did you get hooked up with Tim Tebow and his brother for this film?
Man, it's a pretty crazy story. So I started writing this script in 2004, wrote it again 2008, 2011, 2012, and then I made a little six-minute concept trailer where I actually acted as the lead. It was a little six-minute concept trailer video that showed people what the movie would look like when we made it into 2 hours. That kind of went viral, and in 2013, my best friend, who's an executive producer on the movie, Trey Brunson, was a pastor at First Baptist Church of Jacksonville, Florida, which happened to be the home church of Tim and Robbie Tebow. And one day, Robbie called up and said, "Hey, you know, we want to get Tim in there to preach." And then Trey said, "Well, okay. Are you guys interested in making some inspirational movies? Here you go." So that's how it got started.
Well, this is obviously a labor of love for you, as much as you've written the story and rewritten the story and rewritten the story. So what was your inspiration? Obviously, it's something close to your heart. What started all this long journey for you?
Yeah, so essentially, you know, I grew up in Texas where I still live, and I grew up with five brothers, and we all played sports, and we all kind of went to church, and we all just kind of were going for our dreams and trying to figure it out. And just the trials and the strife of trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life kind of resonated with me. And so what I did is I kind of cherry-picked all the good and the bad things that happened to me and my best friends, and I put them all into one story about these two brothers trying to make it.
And, you know, the challenges they face, the testing that they face as they go through that. Do you think that kind of maybe attracted the Tebows because maybe saw a little bit of their own story in that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, honestly, there's not a whole lot of movies out there just based on two brothers.
Yeah.
So that kind of resonated with Tim and Robbie. They've always supported one another, and they've always been in each other's corner. And Zach and Dave Truitt in Run the Race do the exact same thing. They don't always agree with everything. They have different worldviews when the movie starts, but they always have that love for each other, and you know your brother's going to be there for you. So, yeah, they definitely resonated with the brother theme, absolutely.
And, you know, I've got three boys, so I know the competition that goes on, you know, over everything, even, you know, saying prayers at night, you know. They'll yell at each other if they don't think they're praying correctly. I mean, it goes into everything because, you know, that's what brothers do. Do you find that, you know, and I wonder if this is, you know, something that appealed to them, to when one brother maybe succeeds more than the other, at least, you know, from a worldly perspective anyway, you know, the challenges that that face and how does that affect that relationship?
Yeah, so in our movie, there's not a whole lot of sibling rivalry because, you know, the deck is stacked against these boys so bad. Mm. You know, their mom passes away when they're little from cancer. Their dad's kind of a runaway drunk. So it's literally these two brothers are trying to graduate high school, and they're living on their own in their grandma's old abandoned, you know, hand-me-down house. So they're up against it so bad, it's almost like it's not us against each other, it's us against the world. And I've experienced that with my brothers. There might be some sibling rivalry and definitely competitive spirit. The underlying current is that it's all for one and one for all, and that's what you're going to see in Run the Race.
And do you think that was the appeal? Because I know it really had a strong opening weekend. It was one of the top 10 films that weekend. It really resonated with people. Just that theme that of being together, standing together as a family in a culture where we don't see a lot of that portrayed in our popular culture. Do you think that kind of maybe tapped into a vein that people were really desiring to see?
Oh, 100%. You know, we've heard so many stories of people say they can resonate with one of the characters in the movies. It might be one of the brothers. It may be the Coach Haley, who's kind of a surrogate dad, played by Michael T. Williamson, who was Bubba in Forrest Gump. The Godmother is played by Frances Fisher, who was in Titanic and Unforgiven. And so you have these great characters and these great people in the story that are all kind of loving on these boys and being the family that they didn't have at the time. And so what we've heard is, yeah, the family reconciliation that takes place, it's pretty raw and organic, and a lot of people are relating to it just because of how genuine it is.
And obviously it deals with, I don't want to say too much, I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't seen it, but there's certainly setbacks in the film in their pursuit of dreams, as we all have experienced in life. And talk about that, especially in context of how God can take those setbacks and what seems to us to, this has maybe destroyed my dream, how God can redeem those things.
Oh, 100%. So when bad things happen to you in your life, I mean, what God can do is he can make lemonade out of lemons. You know, he can, when things get sent your way, he uses those to shape you, your heart and your soul and your spirit. So it really is a lot of blessings in disguise in this movie. But yeah, whenever you go through the hardships and the heartaches, it really tests your mettle, per se, and you kind of figure out what you're made of. So you see both these boys tested, and it's pretty exciting to see what happens on the other side.
Now, the DVD and Blu-ray coming out, of course, across all digital platforms, and always some extras on those Blu-rays and DVDs. So what extras do you have for folks who might be interested in that?
Oh, man, we've got, I think, 7 vignettes of the making of the movie, the behind the scenes. There's interviews with Tim and Robbie Tebow and the entire cast on why they chose this project. There's a lot of goodies on there, so you can actually watch the movie's only 1 hour and 40 minutes long. I think we got another 1 hour and 40 minutes of behind the scenes.
Doubling up their pleasure.
Of course, man. We're exclusively in Walmart, Blu-ray, DVD, and all digital formats.
And what is it like, given that this was such, obviously, a labor of love, you spent like 12 years working on it, you rewrote it, I don't know how many times, you said, you know, 100, 200 times it sounded like. Given all of that work and all that effort and all that time to put in, what was it like for you to see that end product and see it finally come to fruition?
It's pretty surreal, kind of an out-of-body experience, just the spiritual impact that this movie's having. We actually screened the movie last night. I did for a few hundred people at a cowboy church here in North Texas. And I've already been getting text messages this morning from moms and dads saying that their boys watched the movie. I mean, they're teenage boys, but they woke up this morning and they're reading the Bible together. And they're hugging each other before they went to school, because I think it just tightens that bond for families. And so for us, you know, we've received just hundreds and getting thousands of just messages, emails, text messages of just, hey, this movie has changed our family. This movie has changed my relationship and with my brother or with my, you know, family. And that right there is just super overwhelming. And it's why we did all this.
We're talking with Jake McIntyre. The film is Run the Race. He's the producer, writer, everything, birther of it, I guess, and visionary of it. Jake, if folks want to find out more information about the film, how can they do so?
Yeah, go to RunTheRaceMovie.com, or you can go to Run the Race Movie, our Facebook page, and you can get all the details of when our Blu-ray and DVD are coming out to all the digital formats. And just, we also have a Bible study curriculum, Run the Race, and it goes along with the movie that I wrote with Trey Brunson. He wrote mainly all of it, and you can find it on LifeWay.com, Run the Race Bible Study stuff, to buy for your kids to go along with the movie. So we're all over the place, man. RunTheRaceMovie.com.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, Jake, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. It was really fun talking with you.
Hey, appreciate you. Anytime. Thank you so much.